We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
People, look alive. It's showtime.
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. From the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Lots going on this weekend. The Brewers have a chance to not only get into the playoffs, but they could still win that NL Central. Very interesting series between the Cubs and Cardinals kicks off here tonight. Those teams play 7 times yet in the remaining 10 games each that they have. So it's going to be a very compelling situation down the stretch. We've got the Packers and Broncos coming up on Sunday, and then we've got a big weekend of college football again with the Badgers in Michigan, and that's a spotlight game for Fox. Game's going to be on Fox. Fox this year is putting their biggest games at 11 o'clock because usually the biggest game of the night is on ABC. This weekend it's on CBS with Notre Dame and Georgia, but Fox always puts a game on in primetime, and it gets destroyed in the ratings. Mm-hmm. So they thought, let's put our big game at 11 o'clock, and this weekend it's the Badgers in Michigan.
Yeah, because like at mid-afternoon on a Saturday, you're thinking SEC or you're thinking Big Ten, but usually the SEC, that 2:30 game, and then at night, they always got killed on an ESPN game. But, the Pac-12 wants to show 11 o'clock games. That's probably an idea for next year. But Wisconsin against Wisconsin right out of the gates here. Michigan, 11 a.m., Camp Randall. Badgers, a slight favorite in this game, Bart.
Well, I think the Badgers have looked better than some thought, and Michigan's maybe looked worse than some thought, so maybe we can play this a bunch on Monday, one of our all-time favorite clips.
Well, the Badgers whooped Michigan bad.
From Saturday Night Live a few years ago, we're going to preview this game and figure out what's going on with Michigan, and maybe it stems from their head coach, John U. Bacon, New York Times best-selling author, joining us here, Chuck and Winkler. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. The book is called Overtime. It's a new book on Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the crossroads of college football. We know a lot about Harbaugh. He's a very good recruiter. Mm-hmm. Can't seem to win that big game against the team they do not mention. We can, Ohio State. So John U. Bacon has written about that and more in the book Overtime. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, thanks for a couple of minutes. How are you?
My pleasure, Chuck and Winkler. In fact, right now I believe Pat Richter, my old hockey player, Bear Richter, are both listening. So how about that?
Oh, wow. That's outstanding.
France and Badger Town.
Hey, Jim Harbaugh, is this a year that he has to get it done for Michigan? I mean, I'm sure Michigan, there's high standards there in Michigan. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's depends on whom you ask. It probably happens in three circles, basically. The national media, no question they've got him fired if he loses that game. So that's a fait accompli to them. The Michigan fans are 75-80% still very much on board, 10-15% grumbling about the Ohio State streak, which, of course, started long before Harbaugh showed up. And then, of course, then you got the AD, Ward Manuel, and the vote there is 1-0 squarely in Harbaugh's favor. So his job is not in the hot seat, but it might become unpleasant, I guess is how I'd put it.
I got to think, though, as we talked to John U. Bacon, author of the book Overtime, which takes a look at Jim Harbaugh and Michigan up to this point, it's got to be, I mean, he's helped make this program better than what it was when he got there. I mean, they've gone through some coaches that it just did not work out with them. He's recruited some good athletes. I mean, really, I think all comes down to he's got to win that Ohio State game before he gets the credit that maybe he deserves.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I mean, his first year, of course, in 2015, they went from under Brady Hill. It was 11 wins, 8 wins, 7 wins, 5 wins, a very steep decline and quick, of course. Harbaugh gets there and wins 10 games his first year, which might have been the worst thing he could have done because then everyone thinks you're that close right away. The next year, they lose to Ohio State in double overtime for the Big Ten title. So you still think you're that close. And then in 2017, a big step back when, of course, Michigan lost to Michigan State, Wisconsin, Penn State, and Ohio State, you know, probably the four biggest rivals in the Big Ten. So they started over in 2018, 10-game winning streak, but you still lost to Ohio State. So until you beat Ohio State, nobody in Ann Arbor is going to think that you've turned it around completely, although he's done a great job off the field as well.
But Michigan, I think the standard every year is win 10 games, isn't it? I mean, even though they've gone through some substandard years, 10 wins is the benchmark for Michigan each and every year, I want to say. And getting in some of these other type of bowls, these secondary bowls, not acceptable.
That's exactly right. That's the mentality, certainly, of the fan base. 10 games is sort of the baseline, as you say. That's when you can start talking about having a good year at 10 wins. Below that, you've clearly fallen short. You've also got to win, the theory goes, not the reality, that you've got to beat Michigan State pretty much everywhere, every year, and at least split with the Buckeyes. Even in Bo's heyday, he was, 11-10-1 against those guys, 11-9-1 against those guys. So nobody has, mopped up on those guys as such. But you got to be competitive. And Michigan has won only twice this century, and I'll remind you that it's 2019. So that starts to get old. But you're right. That is the bar.
John Eubanks joining us on Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. The book is Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football. Is Jim Harbaugh as good as a recruiter as we hear he is? I mean, we hear about him sleeping in people's tents in their backyard and all this kind of stuff. Is he as good as we hear the stories?
Well, I'd say that three of the 4 years he's had a top 10 recruiting class, which, as you know, in the North is hard to do. Only really Ohio State has pulled that off with consistency, in the North at least. But he did slip to 22 after the 2017 8-5 year. So I'd say he's very good. He's not at the Alabama level where Saban had seven straight number one ranked classes. That's impossible to beat in the North. But I think he gets the most, Jim does, gets the most out of what he's got to offer, including the weather. And, of course, you don't have the talent base up here you have in the South. But I would say that recruiting has clearly been a strength. We've got a chapter on that in the book, by the way, called Hard to Beat the Cheaters, which got a lot of attention, as you might imagine.
All right, the rivalry between Wisconsin and Michigan, if we want to call it that, was one-sided at one point. Wisconsin used to get crushed by Michigan back in the 70s and 80s, and then there was that little game in 82 when Wisconsin upset Michigan, who was number one on opening day.
1981, the fall of my senior year in high school, I will never forget that. Thank you.
You remember that, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, 21-20.
I'm set up on this.
That was the first Badger game I ever went to.
No, well, how about that? Your memories are better than mine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to remember who the Michigan quarterback was that day. That wasn't Harbaugh, was it?
Steve Smith, no. It was before Harbaugh, but not by much. Steve Smith, I think.
Okay. So, but since then, like the last 10 meetings, I think they split. They've gone 5-5. How does Michigan view like the Wisconsin program, which has been very solid, bowls every year, and they've been they've gone to the Big Ten title game. But how do people on the Michigan side like view Wisconsin's this rivalry with Wisconsin?
Oh, very serious. Again, it's considered one of the Michigan's top rivals now, outside of obviously Michigan State and Ohio State. But I would say Wisconsin and Penn State are a very close second tier, if you will, on that list, and they're for the same reason. Both schools play the game the right way. They're incredibly tough. They're always well coached. They run downhill. The Michigan guys love smash mouth football. If you get the book, you'll see the chapter on the Badgers. And they say, man, those guys play the game right. It's no trash talk, nothing extra after the whistle. But you know they're coming after you. They're corn-fed. They're well-coached. And if you're not ready, you're going to get blown over. And that's what happened 2 years ago, of course.
John Eubanks joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common-sense lending to your community since 1935. The book is called Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads College Football. You come into this game this weekend where Michigan, I think, was favored for most of the season, and then they probably should have lost to Army if that field goal kicker had anything to say about it. Are you surprised with how poor maybe Michigan's played up to this point, and will that affect their chances this weekend? Because the Badgers haven't allowed a point yet.
Well, the zero gets my attention, by the way. When you score 100 points on the one side and zero against, that's I don't care who you're playing. That's good football. So I would say that, yeah, absolutely. The excuse me. Holy mackerel, man.
The Badgers are so good, you're choking up a little bit.
How about that? Yeah. Man.
Drink of water.
Is that any better?
Orange juice.
I might need to call you back. Here we go. He's going to power through it. Got to play hard. Here we go. All right. There it is. I don't know what that was. Holy mackerel. But anyway, I would say this. That against Army, man, my voice is just shot. A little better there. Army. Against Army. Man, is this going to work? Come on, voice. Here we go. Against Army. What surprised me there, of course, is the offensive line could not get a big yard when they needed one. Of course, the game went to double overtime. Like I said, that kid had never kicked a field goal before in his life, and he almost made a 50-yarder, which would have damn near ended the season for Michigan right there, pretty much. But Shea Patterson, the starting quarterback, has been injured. He's not 100%. They've had 5 fumbles this year already lost. They had 3 all last season. So when John Runyon's back in the offensive line, left tackle, when Shea's 100% this weekend, when they've got Dwum Ford back on the defensive line, all those things should make a difference this weekend. But Michigan right now is a gigantic question mark. It's hard to tell what they're going to be, whereas Wisconsin right now is hitting on all cylinders. So this game will tell a lot about both teams.
Coincidentally, that was our last question. We're not so, just, but get a drink of water and feel better, and then we'll talk to you again at some point. John, we appreciate it, and we'll tell everybody again about your book.
That sounds great, guys. I really enjoyed it. And also, this is a good look inside any big-time program. I've seen Wisconsin. I've talked to Alvarez at length about the staffers behind the scenes, the whole machine, how it works. I saw 8 players throughout the season. It's fun to see what it looks like to them and what it means to them, including their parents, which is quite enlightening. Nothing quite like seeing your kid get ripped on Twitter on a Saturday night. So check it out. And big game this weekend. The one big insult, of course, this weekend is, as you say, the 11 o'clock kickoff. Man, jump around is made for 7 o'clock at night. It's not made for noon, but that's what I say.
Well, we shouldn't be able to do jump around since BYU essentially stole it from us last year, but I guess we can still do that. John, appreciate it.
You guys own it. All right, thanks, guys.
We'll talk soon. John U. Bacon joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, the book is called Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football. That's a big game coming up on Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.